0818 90 333 105. Good morning to you. Now, Portadown Ulster Unionist Councillor Julie Flaherty has welcomed the support of Armagh, Banbridge and Craigavon Council for her motion to have the names of nearly 50 local people who lost their lives in the Great War added to the Portadown War Memorial. And indeed, it must be very disappointing for the descendants of people who lost their lives during the 1418 War, who deserve to be on a war memorial but actually aren't on it. And Councillor Flaherty is available to speak to us. Councillor, good morning.
Good morning again, Frank. Lovely to speak to you. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you for coming on the programme again, Julie. Tell us, Julie, the backstory to this. Just remind us why so many people aren't on the memorial.
Well, look, it's been going on for obviously a long, long time, and we've come across this a lot in our borough, as have other boroughs. You know, at the time it's going on, and you know, people have, as I've discovered, you know, people have lost their lives in different parts of the world, and it's sometimes hard to track where they've come from, their regiment, you know, where they ended up. But I had been handed a document, and there was these 50 names put down. People also included in that are Annaghmore people, Tartaran people, that's outlying areas here around Portadown that would consider themselves sort of Portadown people. And I had took my time, read through them, and in particular, I came across one story that really sort of caught me about a young lady doctor, actually. And that started off my sort of quest, because in council, and particularly this year, when there's so many commemorations coming forward, there's a Great War Working Group in the council too who are planning a number of significant and poignant, you know, commemoration events. I just thought it would be very fitting at this particular time to ensure that some concentrated work was done, particularly on those names of those who fought in World War One. And the lady that I spotted, Dr. Isabel Addy Tate, were added to not only our War Memorial in Portadown, but across the borough. The same problem exists in Banbridge, Lurgan, and all the other little towns and villages that are dotted across our borough, Frank. So it was really, look, let's make a concerted effort here, as the council does have sort of in the keeping of the council. Let's make a concerted effort to get a job of work done so that we can commemorate these sort of, let's call them forgotten, they're not forgotten in my heart, but forgotten people from the war from 1914 to 1918.
Of course. Just briefly, tell us about Dr.
area that were just decimated of men.
Of course. Tell us briefly about Dr. Isabel Addy Tate. Why are you drawn to her in particular? I believe she previously lived at 19 High Street in Portadown.
Yes. A smallish house, as it would have been, with a big family. But she struck me, well, not only from the same town as myself, I'm, you know, lived here and worked here all my life, but she was a Methodist like myself. She'd actually went to Queen's University, Belfast, in 1893 and studied medicine. Graduated as a doctor in 1899. Now, I went to Queen's School of Medicine. Not then, obviously, but, I thought to myself, well, even back then in those days, for a woman to have pushed herself to that stage in a career, she spent her whole career in the early years working in England in a medical teaching hospital, and then volunteered for work and service in Valletta and in Serbia. She'd worked there until she died during her service in Malta on the 28th of January, 1917. Now, she is remembered. There's a fantastic photograph I have of a beautiful memorial to Isabel Tate in, I think it's Pieta, I think that's how you pronounce it, military cemetery in Malta. She's also included on the war memorial at Queen's University, Belfast. She's the only woman on the Belfast Roll of Honour at Queen's, yet she is not included on the war memorial in her hometown.
It's a very good reason for having her on that war memorial in her hometown of Portadown, as you say, We're aware she previously lived at 19 High Street in Portadown. You've also said many examples, indeed, of other towns that haven't the full list, and it would be great to see them all included in the years ahead. And of course, it's a joy of history too to be able to work on a project like that. Julie, thank you very much indeed. 90 333 105 077 66 105 105. There's one other quick point I do want to put to you, Julie, in relation to something that we spoke to you about before, and this is the funeral fund, which you've been championing because of the loss of your own child, and it is available in England. Any progress on that?
Well, yes, it was a very, very... we had our full council on Monday night here in Armagh, Bambridge and Craigavon, and it really was a very sort of special and poignant evening for both reasons. Now, I have, and thanks to you also, Frank, I have received the best support, and I just can't even tell you the letters I've received to council from people I don't know, little gifts I collect, little ladybirds for Jake, and I've had ladybirds left in places for me. But when it came to council, I felt my chance to explain to all the members of the council from across the borough what I had brought to the Environmental Service Committee the week before I spoke to you about. So I took the opportunity mostly to thank the directors and the officers and all the members for their support. And I reiterated my proposal. In addition, I myself had written to the Permanent Secretary in advance. I had done that myself anyway, as a matter of form. I have received a response from him, which was quite, you know, well, promising as it can be in these days. You know, they promised he would bring it to us in Assembly. There was one, but quite firmly put over a sort of discretional option to the council. So I, again, reiterated my proposal and was delighted to receive full support across the chamber. And we were able to get that delivered in ABC Council on Monday night.
And does that mean, as a result of that, there is a waiver of the funeral fund for anyone who's unfortunately in the future going through the experience of losing a child?
Well, yes. What my proposal was initially, because I am well.
I just need you to be brief. Just to be brief on it, Julie. I need you to be brief on it. But go ahead.
Yeah, no. Yes, they have. They have waived the. It's a £52 fee here for opening the grave. Now the officers are working on it at present. It shall be delivered very shortly. I was speaking to the managers in Jake's graveyard yesterday. So, you know, I'm delighted. My other colleagues in the Ulster Unionist Party are taking the same motion and proposal to all the councils all around Northern Ireland. So in the next week or two, we'll see this same proposal coming across the province. So it's just been amazing. So thank you for your support too, Frank, for this.
Not a bother, Julie, and thank you for highlighting it. Thank you very much indeed. So that is a result, as they say. Right, it's coming up on 9:45. Good morning.